Mr. Woolenweber, are you there?
I am, Jeff, yes.
Good morning. Mr. Thompson, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We are on the record in the case of the State of Idaho versus Stephen James Sittler. It's CR-2005-2027. Participating in this telephone conference are Mr. Thompson on behalf of the state and Mr. Woolenweber on behalf of the defense. This is the time set for an attempt to consolidate the outstanding terms and conditions of probation into one document. I didn't really perceive this effort to be a reassessment of where we are and to revise documents in light of history as much as it is to put on the record and to determine what has been ordered and put it in one document. So my concern is that both sides view this as an opportunity to change where we are and to, Terry, can you go tell those people to quiet down, please? Excuse me, we've got some noise in the background that I'm going to try to quiet down.
And Your Honor, this is Bill Thompson. I'm certainly happy to just simply have the consolidation. As I was looking through them, I noted that one condition in particular regarding Dr. Wilson, understood that Dr. Wilson hasn't played any active role for an extended period of time. We can certainly, if that is a prospective issue, we can file a motion to modify the probation at some point in the future. And we're happy to look at it that way. I must say for the record that the state is concerned that Mr. Sittler seems to feel like he's in a position to dictate control of the terms of his probation. And I guess our feeling is Mr. Sittler at this point really ought to just be feeling fortunate that he is on probation and still has that opportunity and should be trying to tell the court what his condition should be.
Mr. Woolenweber?
Yes, Judge.
Did you want to respond to that?
Neither Mr. Sittler nor I are taking the position that we're telling anybody what to do. And while I don't have Mr. Sittler here in my office with me right now, I can tell you that I know that he is grateful to be on probation. There are enough difficulties in this case, I think, without the characterization that was just made. When I got the court's proposed consolidation, I did not know for sure what the nature and the extent of this consolidation was going to be, and then I got Mr. Thompson's on behalf of the state's email and experienced substantial fear. And my fear was that I was behind the eight ball and I wasn't perceiving things correctly, and of course I forwarded on to my client the documents and then conferred with him, and we went through the various conditions, simply not knowing for sure what the nature and the extent of the consolidation was going to be, and didn't want the court to be unaware of some of the history of 10 years. So I hope the court didn't take offense with what I've supplied, and the intention certainly was not to tell the court. Anyway, I simply wanted to provide context because it's an unusual circumstance, and we've had a decade, and a lot of things have been approved over the time for many years now by the entity that Mr. Thompson now speaks for that have put in a completely different light some of these elements of probation.
Well, as I say, my intent in consolidating the terms and conditions was to put into a document what had been previously ordered and to leave it at that, not to try to go back and recraft the terms and conditions of probation in a way that reflect where they might be today, but where they have been as were ordered. And I think the document that I submitted to you tried to reflect that fact. So I guess, and I appreciate that the pagination and the paragraph numbers are a moving target, but I think I have corrected that in paragraph 4. That now reflects paragraph 24 as opposed to paragraph 24. But other than that, are there things that were not ordered or are inaccurately reflected in the consolidation of terms and conditions of probation that I submitted to you?
And Your Honor, this is Bill Thompson. I think that what Your Honor included accurately reflects consolidation of the historic conditions that are still in existence. The only one update would be the $75 cap instead of $50 cap, which is just a result for supervision, which is just a result of statutory changes. However the court wishes to address that is fine with us. And we're certainly satisfied to have the consolidation as drafted by Your Honor. And if there are other issues, we'll address them prospectively even when they come up.
Mr. Wollenweber?
I would like to take a few minutes and just visit about a couple of these items, if you don't mind.
Well, if you're trying to get a substantive change in my terms and conditions, then I think we should have a hearing and an opportunity to address those. That isn't what I understood was being attempted in this document. My understanding of this document was to try to put into writing what had been previously ordered so that the current probation officer didn't have to look through the file to sort out what was ordered or had been ordered. And those are two different things, and I'm not prepared or inclined to revisit and modify terms and conditions at this proceeding. Correct.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you. In connection with, I can't remember if your consolidation of terms and conditions of probation does or does not talk about the internet. Maybe that is something in Mr. Thompson's. Oh, I see. That was in Mr. Thompson's suggestions that were. That are now part of apparently the generic order in such cases. Is there anything about the internet in the consolidated order? I don't think there is then.
I do not believe there is. And that's why we just listed what we understood to be the court's current standard sex offender conditions are. But we're, like I said, Judge, we're happy to just have it as is with the consolidation that Your Honor finalized for us.
All right, Judge, apologize for the misunderstanding.
Well, I'm not sure you need to apologize, Mr. Wollenweber. I think I had a different understanding of what we were attempting to accomplish. And as I'm sure you know, this case has generated some publicity. I want to try to do things as transparently as possible, and if there's a a desire to change the terms and conditions of probation, either by Mr. Sittler or by the state, I think there's a process that can and should be employed to do that, and I intend to do that in open court. While not all of my telephone conferences are monitored, I can tell you that there are guests here in the courtroom in Moscow. I intend to try to keep the process as open as I can to the public in its observation of this case. So anything else we need to take up?
Your Honor, there is one other development that has come to our attention, the state's attention, since we were last in court. I received an inquiry from Child Protective Services and been advised that they are opening an investigation into the Sittler family based on what they understood was discussed in court when we were last in court. They asked if, as part of their investigation, they could have access to materials that we have that are also sealed in the court file, and I indicated that I certainly felt we needed Your Honor's permission to release that information to the Department of Health and Welfare. I realize that they have statutory authority and obligation to investigate. Their investigations are confidential as far as the substantive portions of the investigation, but I just wanted to let you and Mr. Woolenweber know I received that inquiry. I asked them to put it in writing, and that I would present that to the court unless Your Honor feels comfortable with us providing the Department of Health and Welfare with whatever information they might be seeking.
Mr. Woolenweber, would you like to be heard?
I have no objection whatsoever to the disclosure of those documents to the entity that Mr. Thompson indicated. I would like to be copied on a transmittal letter that itemizes what's going, please.
No problem with that, and I can certainly proceed to go ahead and get that done, and I would copy the court and counsel so that everybody knows exactly what is being conveyed.
Very well. Then if you'll submit an order, I'm prepared to sign it.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Anything else we need to take up?
Not from the state.
Not at this time, Judge. We'll do so later.
Mr. Woolenweber, I noticed that you were disseminating my emails to me to others, including your client, but in addition, others. And I would appreciate it if you would keep my email confidential in the future. Not communications to me by email, but my email address itself.
Oh, I see. Yes, Judge.
Anything else we need to take up?
No, thank you, sir.
Then we're in recess.